What would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learned to give as only he can give of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts? Maybe if we could all learn Santa's beautiful lesson, maybe there would finally be peace on Earth and goodwill toward man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our podcast, of course, recently retitled A Very COVID Christmas. We are so excited to be here. We have an amazing action-packed show for you today. We're going to be, of course, talking about some adult Halloween ideas, which is very exciting. Chelsea, you'll have to give us your review of the latest Hallmark Slew. We have Kelsey Meyer, who is back in Los Angeles. Good to see her.
Good to see you.
And then, of course, Kay Montgomery, who I say, maybe more than anyone I know, just embodies Christmas in this very intangible way, but something I love. And Kay, very 2020, you are muted right now. There we go.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for that. That's a great compliment. I love it.
Of course. So our fearless leader is currently at the dentist right now.
He is.
So Kevin will not be joining us today, but he did have some very special announcements. I'm going to save those for a little later in the show.
Ooh.
Just make sure keeps
the people interested. I like that.
Keeps the people on their toes, exactly. But we have someone else on the line. We have a special call-in from Washington State.
That's right.
And a very, very, you know, without this person, Kelsey would not even exist. So I think it's very important for us to introduce. We have Deb Meyer on the phone. Beloved, cherished mother to Kelsey Meyer. I don't understand this. According to Kelsey and also Deb, she's not the biggest Christmas fan. I don't understand how someone who doesn't have Christmas in their heart could produce Kelsey Meyer. But Deb, we're going to have to hear it from you. Unpack this for us.
I'll give it a shot.
Let's hear it, Mom. What's your qualm with Christmas?
What's my qualm with Christmas? It's so hard to, like, when you just give me a big generalization question like that. I would say, in general, it's like expectations and reality never quite meet. And it's not my expectations. It's the society's expectations that this is Christmas. It's kind of like that whole Norman Rockwell scene, you know, with the family sitting around the table and no one's arguing about politics, or, you know, no one's coming out of the closet on that given day. No one's arguing about religion. It's like
everything's perfect.
Everything's perfect. The meal's perfect. The family's perfect. Everybody loves their presents. And then there's reality. So it's the where expectations and reality don't meet is probably one of my biggest problems.
Okay.
For Christmas.
I think that's
and
fair.
And again, not my own personal expectations, because mine are pretty low.
True. That's true.
I get that. I understand that. I think maybe it means kind of unpacking what we feel like society expects of us on Christmas and whether or not that's fair. You know, Kay, I'll throw to you. Do you feel like society is maybe setting an unrealistic standard for what Christmas is and should be, perhaps?
You know what? I gotta agree with Deb. Like, in some respects, it does, especially when it comes to kids and what you're supposed to be doing at Christmas, right? Like, the kids sleepily wander downstairs and rub their eyes. And like she said, they love every present. But what I think of and what I try and do in my life with everything, I just do my own thing. My family finds our own way to embrace it. Mm. And I think the realer your Christmas, the better. Mm. Like, I don't know anybody that has a perfect Christmas. You know what I mean? I think most people have a Christmas where, you know, they have two families that they have to visit, you know, maybe they're divorced, or maybe their kids are the worst and don't appreciate anything, you know what I mean? Or maybe it's a slim Christmas this year because the spouse lost a job. Like, I'm with Deb when I say, like, let's try and keep up a real image of Christmas. I think that's the Christmas that you can love even more. You know what I mean? I love an authentic Christmas even more. I try not to let the expectations get in the way of me enjoying a Christmas. But I think Deb has a great point, because I do think that there's a kind of societal, that Norman Rockwell expectation, although I feel like more and more we're kind of pushing that to the sidelines as we kind of expose, you know, real Christmas and show real Christmas, how we experience it.
Well said, Kay.
Very good well said. Point.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I see Deb. Deb, I see you.
I should say, clearly Kay is way more mature than I am.
But no, because you know what? Instagram Christmas is going to be giving us the fake Christmas this year.
So like,
that's
true.
One of the things we got to battle. But you're right with that. We let's make a pact. Let's make a pact, Christmas crew, that we will expose the real Christmas. Bumps, bruises, whatever happens. Are you guys with me?
Amen. Yes.
Inspired by Derek.
I love that.
I love that too. And you know, Deb, I'd have to ask, like, in some ways, don't you feel like the chaos and, you know, that kid coming out of the closet or those, like, isn't that kind of, that is family to me, right? Like, to me, that, like, is, like, when I think about, like, really what the true definition of family is, it's all of that, you know? So I feel like when you experience that, you know that you're right in the thick of, like, what it means to be a human family on Earth, right?
I would agree. Do any? I know Kelsey doesn't have kids, and I don't. Jeff, you don't have kids.
I do not.
You?
No.
I have kids.
Kay does.
You have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was the whole of the comment that the kids, you know, in their pajamas sleepily coming down and stuff. I think when they're little. So Kay, are your kids little?
Well, they're between and teenagers. So I have a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Okay, then never mind.
And Kay looks like she's 25, so it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Thank you.
Truly.
But I do have to fight. I have a my larger family is very gift oriented, and they love the big gifts, the huge display. They do the absolute most, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do have to fight against that when we share Christmas with them, because I like a smaller, more thoughtful, more intimate, more spirit-filled Christmas. So I do, and I'm going to my sister's this year. So I'm going to have to fight that big commercial Christmas, materialistic Christmas.
And I think that's part of I don't think I always felt quite as strongly as I do now about it, but I think it's also when my kids are growing up and we live in a middle class to affluent area.
Yeah.
And I was never big on the gift part of Christmas. Mm. But then as my kids got older and, you know, especially, you know, they'd be like, well, so-and-so just got, you know, Lulu.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not spending $100 on a 12-year-old for, you know, so it was those types of things. It was like that kind of having to explain, no, you don't get a car for Christmas just because you turned 16, you know?
But
they're like, but so-and-so did. You know?
But Mom, I feel like that made me, I can't speak for Erica, but for like me who I am, right? Because I feel like our Christmases have evolved into that, like we're going to, it's going to be an adventure, or it's going to be this, or it's going to be that. It's not this huge, like, orchestrated event, right? It's, like, just the fact that wherever we are in our respective lives, we're coming back and being together. So I think that as hard as that was for you and, like, annoying at the time for you, like, I'm appreciative of that, because now I'm not expecting this and that and that, and that's not what Christmas is to me.
Right.
So... So even though I did not get the Lululemons and Jesse and Hannah did, I'm appreciative that I didn't.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good to know. And yes, I do enjoy that aspect of Christmas. It's the,
And you guys, she's a big Elf lover. She loves the movie Elf The Grinch. So she's a really hate Christmas. I think you like to wear that shirt, Mom, because you like to be like that. Like you said, you don't like the whole parade around Christmas, but you really deep down love Christmas.
No.
Come on.
But I've always said I'm not super grinchy. It's not like I hate Christmas. I'm just not one of those like, oh, Christmas, you know, love Christmas. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. You know, can be nice. And oftentimes.
Yeah. Will you do the Christmas party? Will you, I mean, of course it's COVID this year, but if in a non-COVID year, like what Christmas things do you say? Absolutely not. I'm not doing that. Mm. Do you do Christmas parties? What about caroling? What about a little cider?
Mm-hmm. Caroling cider are good. I think I hated like sort of the mandatory. I mean, maybe it all goes back to gifts and that sort of mandatory gift exchange. Mm-hmm. Like when the kids were in school or even as adults, you know, you were on PTA and they had a PTA thing and you had to bring a gift and. Some people got, like, even with the kids and stuff, some got these amazing exchanges. Others got, you know, a bag of peanut M&Ms or something. You're like, how is this?
Yeah.
Those types of things always bothered me.
Yeah.
So I feel like it does.
And some families even couldn't afford that. You know, like, if your kids are involved in a lot of things and you always had to do a Christmas exchange, you know, not all the families we lived around could afford stuff like that.
And I think the thing that's ironic is the people who want to do the most gift exchanges are the people who need gifts the least.
Why is the
doing in the class, doing in the this and the that, and the who, and the this person and the that person? Like, all of y'all don't need to be exchanging gifts. The PTA moms, we don't need to be giving gifts to each other.
Right.
Y'all husband go get y'all something. Yeah, that always boggled my mind. Yeah, that whole.
Here's what I would say, Deb. I was just going to say, you know what? Like, I think this is a pretty evolved viewpoint you're taking. But what I would challenge you with is this year, when you're encountering the challenges and the muck and mire of being a human on Earth, right? Like, family's not easy for anyone. Like especially as, you know, I'm the youngest, and as our kids are getting older, I feel like we're deviating further and further politically from our parents. But when that stuff comes up around the dinner table, there's part of me that's like, this is it. Like, this is what it means to be a human alive on Earth, all the messiness, the disagreements. Like, I don't think we should want the perfect cookie cutter kind of family thing because that's boring, right?
So boring.
So I think, like, rather than feeling like you have to live up to that Norman Rockwell painting, instead take a step back and cherish the fact that, like, this is what it means to be a human family, especially in 2020.
Yes. Yep.
And you get to see Kelsey.
That'll be the joy. Yes. So, yes, I'll take that challenge. And I guess then it's like, with our families, it's usually the four of us, so I can pretty much be assured everybody will respond correctly. And, you know, I guess when you're talking about, like, families being together, and that's the human part of families and living, it's like how people, how the others react. I can control my own reactions, but how others react can make or break a day as well. So, but yes, Jeff, I'll take that challenge. I want to do a challenge.
Okay, get in there.
Well, I want to say, because I feel like you do, Deb, about the ridiculous gift giving. So what our family does is we give to special charities that we are associated with and that we like. So we have the Foothill Family Shelter, which is close to our home, like right in our neighborhood, which services families. So they do a giving tree every year. So we shop for them. And then I also just recently in the last couple of years got involved with Youth Hope, which is an organization in Redlands, California, which helps homeless youth. And so they do gifts for them every year too, but they're more practical. They do blankets, socks, tennis shoes, food. So I feel like gift giving to people that really need it make it so much more meaningful for me personally.
That I agree with that, and that would probably give me joy as well. So
I love that.
That was
All right, I feel like we're tipping the scales. We're tipping the scales with you, Deb. We might not have fully, we might not have fully accomplished our mission, but we still have 2 months before Christmas.
That's right.
We may need to do a check-in around Thanksgiving just to see where you are on the holiday barometer.
But
one thing I do appreciate is your honesty. I feel like a lot of people around the holidays sometimes just buy, they drink the Kool-Aid, right? Or maybe the eggnog. They drink the eggnog. But I feel like you're giving us honesty, and there's not enough of that nowadays. So, Deb, I respect it. I appreciate it. And we may have to do a check-in to see where you're sitting in about a month.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd be happy to.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Deb Meyer, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All righty.
Love you.
Bye.
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 We're getting there, guys. We're getting there.
We're getting there. That was good. That was good. I mean, I get it. Awesome. I'm with Kay. I'm with Deb in the sense that, like, Deb, aka Mom, the sense of the society thing. I mean, that's even, that's everything, right? You get on Instagram and it's society meets reality. Like, everything on Instagram's fake. Everything this, that. So we got to rip that part out. We got to find the real, got to give her the real good of Christmas. It's like, ignore that. Ignore the gifts. Kay, I loved your idea, your challenge, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone could use that.
Well, I love it. And we'll have to double keep us posted on where she's headed. But in the meantime, it's Halloween is Saturday. We vowed to our audience that we'd be coming to you guys with some ideas. Like maybe you don't have kids or you want to try to do something social. Chels Overocker, I want to throw it to you. What are you thinking might be some fun ideas for our listeners who might want to celebrate more of an adult Halloween this year?
Adult Halloween. I still think you want to definitely still keep social distancing, but maybe if you do something more outside and, you know, you have food and drinks and stuff, I think that would probably be the best route. Or I think there was even like some companies that maybe you could partner up with too, and do like some like, what was it that you guys were mentioning on the podcast last week? Kevin was talking about it, that Maria wanted to do, that they were going to kind of like throw this party.
Oh, the Casamigos truck?
Casamigos, yeah.
Yes, yes. I thought something like that would be really good too. But I think anything, if you still want to kind of get with people but do social distancing, especially out here in LA since it's still nice, I would say do something outside and then just keep it like a small gathering. And then maybe have drinks or something that way and do like, if you still want to do like the costume, cause everyone loves to dress up. So if you want to even like create like your own little Instagram background and then like take pictures that way, like with your costume and what you did,
That's cute.
I think that would be kind of a cool idea to do an adult Halloween.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, I have an extension of that idea. Actually, Elf Aaron sent us this, and I forgot to mention Aaron at the top of the show, but a socially distanced bonfire happy hour was one thing that she pitched.
Cute.
So what you do is, of course, you socially distance, invite some friends over for an outdoor happy hour. They can each bring their own glass. I like this idea. You can each bring your own like red Solo cup or glass or whatever. And you have a, like maybe a pitcher available or even separate pitchers. You know, that's what Laura and I have been doing is we've had a couple small, like when I say small, I mean like one other couple socially distanced thing in our backyard where we'll preset their own cheese board and their own cocktails and we never get within 6 feet of each other. So I think like I love a bonfire. Nothing says fall to me more than a bonfire. Mm-hmm. And if you pre-make those drinks, I think it's a fun idea.
I like that.
Kay Meyer, I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, if you have a roommate, what my roommate and I are doing, and I told her this last night, and she agreed, so we're doing it. We're both going to dress up, and we're going to be like some sort of similar costume, whatever, whether it's, I mean, I have no idea. We have to find it in our closet, but I think it'll be fun. We'll find our costume in our closet and then watch a Hocus Pocus or some sort of Halloween movie together. But the idea of like having to make some costume out of whatever's in your closet, not going to get anything, and just like spending the time with whomever you're with, kind of fun. I was into it. I was like, this is fun.
I love that.
Oh. Right?
That's what I've been doing by myself already. Not the dressing up part, but I will do it with you this weekend. But yeah, I always have like this Saturday night future, and I have candles and everything around, and then I like put on like a movie. And this past weekend, I was watching Friday the 13th. So yeah, you do like, maybe it's like a little fun movie or something, and then have a bunch of food and stuff. And yeah, someone that you feel comfortable with, I think doing like the costume idea is really fun. Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
I love that. Another one that I think kind of relates that I think is pretty fun is, this might be a tricky one with COVID, but if it's a small group, it's maybe doable. I think, I don't know what the restrictions are, but let's say it's like four couples, so eight people. You can do a socially distanced at home bar hopping event. So what you do is each couple takes over a room and sets up their own bar.
Oh my God, so fun.
And then like you all rotate rooms. So you're never in the same one, but you can go to each bar that's themed around Halloween in some way.
That's so cool. So I guess you just have to keep the group small.
I think, yeah. It probably couldn't be more than eight.
Have your own cup. Bring your own mason jar so you're saving the planet.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
With your name on it, a little piece of tape in your name, or decorate it.
That's fun. You probably wouldn't be actually seeing them, but I guess you could yell at each other from different rooms in the house.
I love it. I feel like we should just, I mean, honestly, we've been at our houses for a very long time, but I'm like, use this Halloween to just... It's an excuse to not have to do anything, right?
You're right?
Not have to go to a huge party, not have to go. I mean, it's blowing my mind that the West Hollywood Halloween parade that always happens is not going to be a thing.
Like, I know.
That's so crazy to me, but it's also kind of refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool. Because I always feel like I need to go. I'm like, I'm right there.
But did anyone really even like it?
No.
It was like, that's the thing.
It's a lot.
The West Hollywood Halloween parade, it's just a lot for the eyes if you're going to go. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I've never been. Tell
okay.
me more.
Yeah, neither did I.
You guys.
I am all about pride. I am all about, but it is just.
It's a lot.
Get ready to have your eyes burn from the amount of just. Let's just say a lot of full moons, even if there's one moon in the sky, there's a lot of moons on the street. That's how I phrase it.
Okay. And also, like, when I went 2 years ago as Hugh Hefner, and I was very popular.
Yeah, I had a costume 1 year that people loved, and I can't remember it now.
It's fun. Like, it's really fun. Though.
It's just, I think if you haven't maybe socially lubricated yourself before going, it's a lot.
Well, and regardless, it's just like a lot of people and it's a lot of energy and it's just a lot, period, right? So it's like using this time as somewhat of an excuse to rest and do something small, watch a movie, Halloween movie at your house, dress up at your house. I think it's kind of nice.
I like that. This was a really fun pitch that Alf Aaron sent over. A Zoom murder mystery party.
Oh, cute.
Ooh, I love that.
So I will say, I've done one Zoom murder mystery party. And my wife, who's a very creative, very hospitable, she's also a producer. She went all out on this thing. If you guys want the play-by-play of how to do a Zoom mystery party, I'll just give it quickly. But what we did is we actually created Gmail accounts for all the characters. And so we sent out their character information in advance.
No, you didn't.
Yep, and they got special invitations. And
oh my God.
The way we did it was you can use the chat feature to like let people know if they're going to die. So then we would like be playing and then we would black out all the screens and then let the person know in the chat who was going to die and then let people in one by one. And then whoever didn't come back on the screen was the person that died that round.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, with Halloween, you could really theme it, and then you're staying safe and socially distant, but it's fun.
That requires a lot of work, but I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I would like to go to one of those.
Same. Me too, Kay. Yeah. Me too, Kay.
I'd like to go.
I'm like, Jeff, next time you throw one of those, invite all of us.
100%. Well, what's fun about it is normally, I don't know if you guys have been to a murder mystery party before, but you're kind of... The way it works is you know a lot about your character and you know some things about other people's characters. Mm-hmm. So like, let's say Kelsey and I in the murder mystery were like ex lovers or something, but then Chelsea wanted to be with me, was jealous of Kelsey. Sorry, I'm realizing this story is very...
Can you guys
way
see
to
my
put
face?
Yourself on a pedestal, I know. Jeff.
I'm kind of, no shit, Jeff.
I'm kind of mortified I pitched it this way. I'm going to rephrase it. Let's say I'm the notorious jerk who isn't good at reaching out to people. But then it's like I could be chatting people one at a time, the details that I know. And it works surprisingly well if you're interested
in
a Zoom. And then this is the last one I'll give before we move on to some other stuff. But a scary movie drinking game over Zoom. Oh, so
always a drinking game.
Always a drinking game. Yeah. If you're stuck at home, you can still get lit, just like a jack-o'-lantern.
That's right.
I think what you could do is get a group of friends and make sure you all start the movie at the exact same time. So you're watching it together, even though you're all on Zoom. You could even screen share the movie.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't they have the Watch Together app on some streaming thing? Yeah. You can watch things together.
Yes. Go ahead.
And Kelsey, they even have it on for Hocus Pocus for Disney Plus. I did see a Watch For You party. So if you're planning on doing that with your roommate this weekend, you might want to get another group of friends and you guys can all watch it together.
Yes. That's so cool.
So the idea is with the drinking game and a scary movie, you know, like if you're watching Scream, if you've ever seen Scream, you know, they reference being in the movie. So every time someone references the fact that they're in a scary movie, you drink. If it's Hocus Pocus, maybe every time Bette Midler says, sisters?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, you're going to be dead on the floor by the time the movie's done.
I'm going to make some good mocktails for that one.
Yes, exactly.
That's so fun. There's a couple of really cool games, too. Sorry to just cut you off.
No, hop in, Kels.
I forget exactly what the app is, and maybe Kara Chelsea, you guys might know, but you play these games on your TV from your phone.
Ooh, Jackbox.
Yes. Oh, my God. How fun would that be?
Love Jackbox.
So much fun. You guys, if you don't know Jackbox, look it up. It's so entertaining. It's so socially distant friendly.
We'll put it in the description. That's a great pitch, Kelsey.
Thank you.
And then House Party is another really fun one. It's an app if you haven't done that. And then one more fun one I'll pitch. I don't know if you played Cards Against Humanity before. It's kind of like apples to apples, but if this is an adult theme, then we're definitely going with Cards Against Humanity. It's like an R-rated apples to apples. But you can play online. There's a version called All Bad Cards. And it's a fun way to play with a group of people.
I'm writing that down.
All Bad Cards. And they're very funny, but they're very shocking. So definitely, if you're a parent, make sure those kids are not in the room.
All Bad Cards, huh?
Yes.
Fun.
All righty. Any other thoughts before we move on to Chelsea's Hallmark breakdown?
No, let's hear it, Chelsea.
Well, real quick, I do want to hear from Kay. Stranger Things is still happening, right?
Stranger Things is still happening. As with all things, it is expanding and expanding. So I thought, you know, I would get some candy. We do Stranger Things. We're chilling. But my daughter is very creative. So she's like, what about activities? And I'm like, okay. So now our plan is every 2 hours, we're either going to do an activity where we make a Halloween craft, or we're going to do an activity where we make a Halloween food.
So fun.
So right. And also she wants to do a scavenger hunt. So it's going to be like 10 o'clock, noon, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Right.
Wow.
So we're going to be like doing candy apples and then we're going to do cookies. But we're going to alternate. So we'll do candy apples and then we'll do crafts and then we'll do cookies and then we'll do the scavenger hunt. Yeah.
Wow. Kay, you must document.
Yes.
Okay. We'll do.
What a dream. Like,
truly.
Saying it's a dream, but it's going to be a real Halloween, guys. All inspiration from Deb. So if it's stinky, if it's messy, I'm taking pictures of all of that.
Yep. Oh, good. Yep. I love
that.
If
I make a
craft and it's ugly, y'all going to have to see it. And
we want it.
Like, oh, okay.
Absolutely. I got to say, shutting in is sometimes really nice. Just a quick diversion. Last year, Laura and I just had like a marathon movie day on a Saturday once. Just like stayed in our sweats, ate crap on the couch. And it was before the Oscars. We feel like we needed to catch up on our Oscars screeners. So we just watched like all the Oscar movies, which was, it's a heavy day watching all those Oscars.
That's a lot.
But it was just that's going to be a great, no matter what happens, Kay, that's a memory you're making this Saturday with your fam.
Yeah. And that's what I feel. I feel like it should be different. It's COVID. Mm-hmm. It should be different. Like everything cannot be the same. Like we can't fool our kids into thinking everything is just like it was. Because like you said, Jeff, like no matter what happens, that's the memory. Yeah. You know, the thing that we think kids will remember, they remember totally different
things than we think in totally different ways.
And I think to try and push forward and push ahead and just do trick-or-treating is really going to be missing an opportunity this year.
I think it is.
Because you're going to miss an opportunity to make a really special, I mean, pandemic COVID memory.
Yeah.
Honestly. That's real.
Wow. Yeah. Put.
Love that. All of us, I'm watching the Zoom reacted like, damn, Kay, that is good. That's great. Okay, Chelsea, Hallmark. Go in.
Okay. So yeah, it's funny because Hallmark does their Christmas movies. I think they've been doing a week earlier this year. But yeah, I'm stuck between, okay, I switch between Halloween and then I go into Hallmark Christmas movies. But this week I will go ahead and give you guys the rundown. Starting on the Hallmark Channel, Countdown to Christmas, this Saturday, October 31st at 8 p.m. 7 Central, we have One Royal Christmas, starring Lauren Osnes and Aaron Tveit. And the theme of this movie is when Anna offers a stranded mother and her son sheltered during a blizzard, she learns they are a royal family. Anna shows the prince how they do Christmas in her hometown, encouraging him to open his heart and to be true to himself.
I love it. The only thing I will say, though, I'm just glad they're finally doing like a royal-themed Christmas movie. I feel like they haven't really done this yet, so I'm glad that they're finally going to be doing one. That's a joke.
Too.
I think you guys probably know that there's a bunch of them, right?
Oh, no. Right over my head.
This is the first new one this year. So I was like, for the first one for 2020. Yeah, they're showing it.
Jeff, but work on your sarcasm.
I know. That just played to crickets.
They do have a lot of royal movies, but this is the first one for 2020.
Of course. I'm being a Grinch. I love that. And Aaron Tveit, I love that. He's a well-known Broadway guy. Hairspray, right? I think he was the original Link in Hairspray. So that's a fun.
Yeah. Such a good voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love that.
Yep. Fun.
But it still continues on Sunday, November 1st at 8 p.m. 7 Central. We have On the 12th Date of Christmas. And that one is starring Mallory Jansen and Tyler Hines. And two incompatible game designers team up to create a romantic city-wide scavenger hunt for the 12 Days of Christmas.
Very 2020.
Make sure Kay's daughter catches that one if there's a scavenger hunt component.
Right?
She would like that, yeah, because that one airs right after Halloween, so you guys are all Halloween-focused. Now she could get into the Christmas focus for the scavenger
hunt. That is
good,
and she loves gaming, so that would be perfect.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. And I'm not done yet, because on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel, on Saturday, October 31st at 10 p.m. 9 Central, Cranberry Christmas is airing, and that's starring Nikki DeLoach and Benjamin Aris. Cranberry Christmas is about a separated couple who comes together to promote their hometown's Christmas festival and their company, Cranberry Lane, on national television. But while they are trying to be the ideal married couple on camera, they start to grow closer together again. Will they be able to rekindle their love, or will new opportunities complicate their relationship again?
Ooh. Wow.
And that one is good. I got to preview that one early this week. And I just got done interviewing Nikki DeLoach. She is wonderful. You'll have to check it out. I'll post the interview up tomorrow on the House of Hallmark. And you guys are really going to like it, because the main message with this movie is it's not about being a perfect person, but being perfectly you.
Oh.
So, yes, I think that goes back to, I think your mom needs to see this one, Kels.
Yeah.
You guys are so right. With Christmas, we always have this idea, like, it needs to be perfect, everything on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You have to have, like, being the perfect relationship, and you have to document, oh, we're watching a Christmas movie sitting by the fireplace. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not like that. And most of the time, it's not like that. But this movie shows you that's okay. So this one is a little bit different with the Hallmark movies, because I feel like they always start their relationships with the two people trying to get to know each other. This dives in that they're already been married for a while now, and they're trying to pick up from where they started with new complications.
That.
Yeah.
A little different twist on Hallmark there.
It's a little bit of a different twist. Yeah. But this party still continues, because on November 1st at 10 p.m. 9 Central, we have Holly and Ivy. So Pretty Little Liar fans, Janelle Parrish is starring in this movie with Jeremy Jordan. And when Melody's neighbor, Nina, learns her illness has returned, Melody promises to keep Nina's kids, Holly and Ivy, together. To adopt the children, she must renovate her new fixer-upper, which she does with the help of a contractor named Adam.
Wow, Adam. So fun.
Yes.
Chelsea, have you seen... And you haven't seen all of these, right?
I haven't seen all of them, no. I only saw Cranberry Christmas, that one.
Do you have, like, a schedule written out for yourself? Are you dedicating
your
time
absolutely.
To all of these? Okay, just checking.
Yep, I have my DVR all set, too. And
you go, girl.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why this weekend, when I was doing it last weekend, I was like, okay, starting the day off with Hallmark Christmas movies, and then I'll switch over to a little bit of some Halloween, and then at the end of the night, I go back to Christmas again.
Love that.
I love it. So on brand. Chelsea, I have to ask, what was your favorite from last weekend?
Jingle Bell Bride, hands down. Mm. That one was so, so good. And I really like the message with that, where you don't need to change who you are, but still fight for what you want. Mm. And I really think the two people in that movie complemented each other on that aspect of it.
Chelsea, I have another question for you. And maybe you mentioned this last time and when I was gone. Brandon Quinn and Jana Kramer were just in one, correct?
Yes, it hasn't aired yet.
I thought
she was more Lifetime, if I'm not mistaken.
You might be right. I might be wrong. It looked Hallmarky when I saw the post on Instagram, so I had to ask.
Yeah, I think that one is Lifetime when I looked at it. And next week I will go ahead and have the lineup for Lifetime because that one is just as popular. But yeah,
so I jumped the gun.
That's all right. You're just excited.
I'm excited for Brandon. We love him. So hot.
There you go. I will admit, though, I do get excited when the guy's good looking. I'm like, this
Duh.
Could be a great Hallmark movie.
Yes.
They have.
I could get excited about the movie. The guy is hot. I can't watch it if it don't have a cute guy.
Same K.
Exactly. I skip over it a little bit. But yes, Hallmark Channel does have some very good-looking men.
It was funny. Last year, on behalf of this network, the Christmas 24/7 network, I went to Christmas Con, which is where all the Hallmark people went. And it was just like all these jacked 42-year-olds with like very well-manicured beards walking around. And I'm just like running around in this like elf. I'm dressed like a Dickensian Christmas caroler. Just like, hey, guys, I'm here at Christmas Con. Just like such a bad. It was like one of these is not like the other.
Literally.
And it was me running around. I was like the little elf.
Jeff, your story's better. Your story's better, but I got an interview on last year at the Hallmark Christmas something. I was interviewing for Extra on the carpet, and they were like, let us stay afterwards. And I was like, oh my God, you guys are all so beautiful. You're all, like you said, perfectly manicured. Kristen Chenoweth saying, I was like, where am I? Like, what is going on here?
Yes.
So nice. They gave us gifts when we left, like the media, which never happens. It just really is a happy world. It really is.
I have a question. I am pulling up Brandon Quinn's Instagram.
Yes.
It seems like a very common trope among Hallmark men to take very serious, well-manicured selfies. What is your opinion on a very active Instagram man? Attractive or not attractive?
No. But they have to be in this business.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They've got to grow their following.
So. Mm-hmm. He was on Sweet Magnolias. That's why I know him. So we interviewed him and I was like, yep. We love you. Bryant and I were very big fans.
respect. Okay. Well, y'all, unless there's any other segments you guys have cooked up that I haven't heard about, I think that wraps our coverage.
This is so fun. I'm going to miss you guys until next week.
You know what I loved about this episode is a theme kind of emerged. You know, we talked to Deb about how perfection is a tough standard to meet. And then Kay very beautifully articulated, what if instead of perfect, we just viewed this year as different and an equally rich opportunity to make an amazing memory? And then Chelsea talked about how a Cranberry Christmas is a bit of a different take on like the quote, perfect marriage, you know?
So good.
It all just kind of came together.
You guys were off.
So for this Halloween, don't strive for perfection. Strive for different and embrace the opportunity to know that there will never be a Halloween like this again. It only comes once.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, I think that you forgot to mention our fearless leader's message for everyone.
Oh, thank you.
cookie butter powder, you guys. Cookie butter powder from Coffee Bean is available in stores on Monday. That's right, Monday. Well, so he wants everyone to know.
You can even buy it for yourself.
Right, the powder, the jar of powder. So get in there.
Looking forward to it. Yes.
Get in there, y'all. All right, Kay. Before we get out of here, any last words you have for the fans? Where can we find you?
So you can find me at Host K. That's HostKay on Instagram.
And then Chels.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker and on Twitter at Chels Overocker. And for the House of Hallmark, you guys can find us on Instagram at Home of Hallmark and on Twitter at House of Hallmark.
And then my friend Kelsey.
Yes. Also, everyone, go check out Chelsea's stuff. She is killing it. Yeah. I mean, talk about Queen of Hallmark. Mm. Chelsea, you just embody it.
Aww.
It's like awesome. So I'm so proud of you. Go check that out. I am everywhere. Instagram and Twitter, Kelsmeyer 2. And go follow the Better Together with Maria account on Instagram.
Yes.
Because...
talking about killing it, Kels, that Instagram is amazing. Both you and Jeff do such an amazing job on this show with Maria. So yeah, you guys really, really.
Thank you. Well, fun fact, Chelsea helped me kick off that Instagram. So, you know, it all just comes back. We're all better together, you guys.
I love that.
So true.
I couldn't agree more. And I'm going to second... just to echo that you should follow House of Hallmark and Better Together. I'm pretty boring on social, so don't worry about me. Just go follow those instead. And I want to shout out Elf Erin. We have our Christmas 24/7 Instagram. Yeah. She was throwing up some new posts this week, so that's at the Christmas 24/7. And I have been checking the Apple Podcast reviews. Candidly, there's nothing for me to read this week. But I would love it if you're listening right now and we are moving you in your car or on your walk or whatever. Just drop us that review. It really means a lot. That's on Apple Podcasts. Give us those 5 stars, and we will read your review on air. Let's saddle up the sleigh.
It's getting late, and I've got these letters to deliver. And you better be getting home, too. And remember, behave yourselves.
That's right.
And let's get out of here. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time here on A Very COVID Christmas. Stay safe on Saturday, everyone.
Bye.
From Chairman Elves, Kevin Undergaro, and Maria Menounos, we would like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time, do your best to make every day Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.